taste of summer on your papery skin. Been saved, the warm of the waves. I felt a slip into a watery grave. Oh, oh. Flag'll unfurl. She's grand, the bend of her hand, digging deep into the sweep of the sand. Oh, oh.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard the Decemberists with their topically titled Summer Song. Before that, we heard Ducks Limited with their cover of Camera Obscura's Lloyd, I'm Ready to Be Heartbroken. And right at the top, we heard Lord Huron with their brand spanker track, Watch Me Go.
Okay. I went to a concert.
You saw Pop.
I saw Pop. And also Jeff Rosenstock.
Nice.
And I was trying to remember where I had seen Jeff Rosenstock before, because I was like, I know I've seen this guy live. And turns out, I remembered halfway through, that I saw them both open for Modern Baseball in 2015.
Wow.
So the first time I saw Pop was a year, like, yeah, 10 years ago, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I saw both them and Jeff Rosenstock at the same time. And here I am, 10 years later, still moshing.
That's
better
right.
Than ever, except now the bruises I feel like last a little longer. They hurt me a little bit more. But I heart moshing. Dean hates moshing.
I can't do it.
This is the, you know, our biggest tension in our... I'm just kidding.
I don't, yeah. I just don't really like community or forming relationships or like touching people.
So I can't really... say, well, you know, I can't say I'm really forming community the whole time. I mean, I guess in a little sense. It's
in
not
a
like
microcosm.
I talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But unless I say, oh, sorry. oh, I'm so sorry. But yeah, you gotta like touching people. I gotta say, is kind of like the whole point. So
yeah,
I went with a friend, and we literally did not like really interact the whole time. We just both went in, went to the mosh pit. You get completely tossed around, so like you're not like with your friend the whole time. And at the end, we both looked for his watch on the floor, and we found it. And then we're like, "All right, time to go." But I stepped on a phone at one point, so I like held it up to, I was like, "Is this anyone's phone?" And no one claimed it, so I put it in my pocket. At the end, I held it up, and a girl saw it, and she was like, "My phone!" I was like, "That feels good, you know, that's nice." She got her phone back. It was not broken. But going to the concert, I was like, "Oh, I'm so tired, I'm so old, yada yada, I've got to go to work tomorrow." But being in the mosh pit, okay, if you even remotely are okay with touching people, I recommend just at least trying like moshing a few times in your life. It's so cathartic.
I just don't understand how your like idea of a good time is like a cartoon character's fight where it's a big dust cloud.
Yes, because like fists, you feel like a little drop of water in the ocean. It's so nice. It's like, it literally feels like swimming for me, if swimming was like trying to hurt you, but it's like so fun. But my gripe, as I always say on this show, I've said this 10,000 billion times, I don't really like crowd surfing. I don't think we should be doing crowd surfing. Because, for example, I actually got offered to go up several times this show, and I was like, "No, thank you." And I saw the guy that offered to put me up. I was like, "Do you want me to put you up?" And he's like, "No, I'm wearing steel-toe boots. Like, I don't want to give anyone a concussion." This is the only courteous man in the whole show. Because also, if you're not wearing steel-toe boots, it still really hurts when someone kicks you in the head. Like, it's not like, "Oh, I'm wearing normal running shoes, so if I get kicked full speed, foot down on my head, it's gonna feel fine." Like, no. And then you have to watch behind you the whole time. Like, why are we doing this, guys? I don't know. It's not for me. I get the vibe, you know, everyone's like, "Look at us, we're all supporting someone together," but it's like, "Look at us, we're all getting kicked in the face."
Yeah, and together. I don't want to be responsible for this person up here.
Yeah. I'm also not strong. So if it's like left to me in a load-bearing area, I'm like, we're both going down. Like, this is not good. But anyway, the rest of moshing, I love. So fun.
Okay.
So
all fun. Right.
Well, and also, I guess Pup was there too.
Yeah, for sure.
Pup was really good. They've been doing like a little tour of Toronto where they played a show every night for like 7 days at different, like progressively bigger venues, which I think is such a cute idea. I've never seen a band do that, obviously. But they started with like a house show that you had to like just find the address through word of mouth. Then they did like two really tiny venues, then two medium-sized venues, and they're finishing with like two really big venues. So I went to one of the like medium ones, and they've been going through the albums and trying to do all the songs from their first album and their second album, etc.
Wow.
So I got Morbid Stuff, which is now my love. So they played a ton of songs from Morbid Stuff, but they said they're not playing every song from each album because they realized that there's many of their songs that they hate. So they're like, "We're not going to play all the bad ones." I was like, okay.
Respect. That's good.
Yeah, it was great. So 10 out of 10. Pup is the best band. I love them. They're so like,
seems like they put on a great show.
Yeah, they're like getting popular, but they still do so much like local stuff, and they seem like really nice. So anyway.
Yeah, right on.
We're going to play some Pup.
Yeah, this is from their new record, Who Will Look After the Dogs When We're Gone.
Mm.
It's called Hallways. Here we go.
It took me a while to let it sink in. The way that you never say what you're really thinking. It took me a while to find out. I keep fighting the feeling, and once again, I've been lucid dreaming. Won't stop, so I'll rip out the cord, but I just can't turn them off.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Mind Loaded. That was Blood Orange, Carolyn Polachek, Lord, and Mustafa. Quite the loaded
stacked cast.
Yeah, lineup there. Before that, we heard In the Crowd by Absolute Losers. And at the top, we heard Pup. Hallways is the new track.
Yeah. Okay, we watched a movie. We haven't we even did. Done a movie corner this whole show, so
yeah,
we're only doing one. We're actually controlling
and
ourselves.
It's actually a new film.
Yeah. Okay, we watched the remake / sequel / whatever of You Did Last Summer.
Yes.
It was, like, bad.
It was bad. It was really, really bad.
If you were going to watch a scary movie, like, nope, it's not very scary.
Not very scary. None of the kills are interesting.
They,
it's
like,
not
literally
very gory.
Do those kills, like, off screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a kid's movie.
Yeah, almost. It's like you see, like, people struggling, and then you hear, like a hook sound.
Yeah, and you're like, okay. Yeah, the dialogue is brutal. Mm-hmm. I don't understand who wrote this movie. The acting's okay. I didn't think there was any egregious performances outside of, like,
the legacy people bring back.
Like, the Freddie Prinze Jr., is that who it is?
Yeah.
And Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah.
They were kind of bad. But
Sarah Michelle Gellar was the best part of the
whole
film.
Yeah, she was good.
She's the best part of most films she's in.
But the teeny boppers were good.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
right.
They did a good job. I don't want to, like, spoil anything.
I won't.
So you go watch it or whatever. It was like I was entertained, and it's not very long. Like, I didn't
feel very long.
You think?
I was, like, itching to get out of there.
Oh, I didn't feel like it was dragging. I thought the pacing was okay. It was just, like, so dumb. Like, I just,
yeah, it's just, there's nothing going on in it at all. Like, there's no, like, threads you can really pull on or, like, interesting subtext. It's just, like, it feels like AI generated.
It also, like, I feel like is primarily about being a sequel to the 1997 movie.
Yes.
So then the main character teeny boppers don't have that much to really do or any, like, character growth.
Rediscover the plot of the first movie.
Yeah, they kind of just tell you, like, oh, this has happened before, and you're like, okay. But it's not really about the psychology of, because I Know What You Did Last Summer is supposed to be about, like, guilt and all this stuff, which, like, you know, there's a little bit of that, but mostly it's about, like, wow, how is this happening twice, the whole movie, and mm-hmm. you're like, all right.
Yeah, it just
and
seems
also,
like this
if
is
this
sort
was
of thing
like,
that happens here.
It's supposed to be relaunched for a new generation, and they cast all these, like, young, hot people or whatever. Like, I don't think that the 16-year-olds going to see this movie really want to hear all about how the characters from the 1997 movie have been doing. Like, they don't care, you know?
Yeah,
so that
I
was
certainly
just
didn't.
Bizarre. Yeah. Also, they, like, talked about the sequel, the I Still Know What You Did Last Summer from the early 2000s a lot, which our friends were saying literally no one even saw that movie, so why do that?
Yeah. And then they did this insane, weird cover of Daniel Johnson's Devil Town at the end.
Yeah, which I didn't know was a Daniel Johnson song. So when it's just sung by, like, a little, like, breathy indie girl, you're like, I'm sorry, are you the worst songwriter of all time?
My friends were all
but
vampires.
When Daniel Johnson
I'm a vampire
sings it,
myself.
You're like, oh, okay, I kind of get it. Yeah. But yeah, it doesn't really work as a cover. I don't think you can cover Daniel Johnson songs super easily.
No. Yeah, that's a tough needle to thread.
Yeah. So it was a little bizarre, I gotta say. I'm gonna give it, like, a 3 out of 10. It was
honestly
okay.
High praise.
It was watchable. And, like,
I
you know, the beachy feel of it was nice, but it was just one of the main characters, his death is, like, 1 second long, and you're like, why did we put this man in the movie if we're gonna treat him so poorly? Like,
yeah, I guess he was, like, supposed to be, like, a red herring because, like, you think he's the killer, but then he gets got.
Oh, I never thought he was the killer.
I just thought
he was, like, a random filler character, which he was.
Yeah.
So anywho, that's I Know What You Did Last Summer, 2025.
Right. Up next, folks, more new Wet Leg. Pond Song. This record's great. They just beat out Oasis for, like, best-selling record. with this new.
I did see something
on like some English charts
that the singer said she was going to shave her armpits only if they beat Oasis on the charts,
fun.
Which is very funny. I hope she still doesn't.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Losers, I made you all buy our album, but yeah. Anywho.
Yeah, but anyway, Wet Leg, Pawn Song.
Yeah.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Wheel by Living Hour. Before that, we heard The Dirty Nil with their song Fail in Time. And right at the top, we heard New Wet Leg. That's Pond Song. Folks, it's now time for your Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, off of the Zapalite machine, it's Song for Tura Santana. I'm sure you're all very familiar with Tura Santana and her work. If you're not, she was an exotic dancer, showgirl, and actress in various exploitation films from the 60s. Probably most famously, Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. She in this song, it references the Doll Squad. She was also in The Astro Zombies, some sort of science fiction B-movie. And she rules. She's so cool. She wrote, like, sort of, not even wrote, but she just came up with all of the best lines from Faster Pussycat. Yeah, she just makes that movie. She's so fun. But this is, you know, naturally, you're an exploitation actress. You're going to have a rough life. And she definitely did have a rough life. Her father was a Japanese silent movie actor, which is cool. Yeah, she had a lot of trouble finding work. She eventually works as a dispatcher for the LAPD for a little bit. She breaks her back in a car accident. But I'll just leave you with what JD says introducing this song when he played it in 2005. It's for a woman who used to star in exploitation movies. It's called Song for Tura Santana. And it's, you know, it's a true story. Tura Santana is kind of my hero because she, like a lot of people who are in exploitation movies, she fell on hard times. And so she's saved all her money and she has like a jet stream out in the desert, you know? But she's out one day trying to drum up work, and no one has heard this story from me, by the way, so keep it a secret. But anyway, she comes home from trying to drum up work, and there she is, and there, in the jet stream, is her husband and some other woman. So she got out her pistol. Here's Song for Tura Santana by the Mountain Goats.
Drive-in, it's 1973, and the fruit is full and fat this year on the orange trees which grow in clusters. The city's 60 miles away as the sunset tries desperately to break through the gray, and the stardust came down, royal blue. As the San Bernardino sky showered over you, coming home early is always a mistake. But when you see that woman on the sofa, something in you breaks. You've got a celluloid tendency to flare out and blaze, and the report sounds once like a failed hymn of praise, and the stardust came down, royal blue, as the San Bernardino sky showered over you. Thank you.
Hello, folks, and thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning, as always. We just heard Shine a Light by Wolf Parade. Before that, we heard Stale Change by Spite House. And at the top, Song for Tura Santana by the Mountain Goats. We've got a topical Shaky Graves Late July to play us out. But thanks so much for hanging out, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you so much. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Yes, so long. tell my papa he's old and fat. Just chewing his cigars with his hair slicked back. Yeah, roll him over, beat him black. Say it's from that boy all we never had. Well, papa should be in my place. Oh, to fry like bacon, hang like lace. Cause I'm eager, young, and qualified. Got a date with that chair on in late July, so call me. Leagues called. Oh, you know that I replied. I got a date with that chair. Oh, in late July. Oh, it's coming up mighty, mighty, mighty fast, just like.
Back. coming up now on this week's Release Radar. In partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present At the Door, the latest single by Nolan Hubbard and Sit Still. This is your laid-back summer indie track about breaking free from the daily grind and rediscovering your true self. Sit Still and Nolan Hubbard's unique styles mesh seamlessly, blending catchy grooves with heartfelt storytelling, perfect for windows down drives or relaxed moments in the sun. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream At the Door by Nolan Hubbard with Sit Still on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I wanna